This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. The top two track athletes from Greece face possible expulsion from the Olympics. They both won medals in past Olympics, and they both failed to show up for drug testing this time. It's a serious blow to the Greek Olympic team and the host nation, and the news came only hours before today's opening ceremony in Athens. We're joined now by NPR's Tom Goldman, who's in Athens. And Tom, who are these athletes and what's happening to them?
Greek sprinter Kostas Kanderas is the reigning 200-meter Olympic champion and a national hero known among the Greek people as a really nice guy. And Katerina Fanou won the silver medal in the women's 100 meters behind Marion Jones in the Sydney 2000 Olympics. What happened, Steve, was that officials showed up to drug test them in the athletes' village yesterday. They weren't there, and that's considered a serious violation similar to a positive drug test. IOC rules say that during the games, if there are two failed attempts to find athletes and test them, those athletes face expulsion. Now, as far as we know, this was the first attempt with Kanderas and Fanou. Things got more bizarre earlier this morning when the two athletes reportedly were involved in a motorcycle accident and taken to a hospital. We know nothing about their conditions. There's speculation this may be some sort of smokescreen, but we just don't know. There are two scheduled disciplinary hearings today. The IOC says it needs to make a decision today because it's believed that Kanderas had been scheduled to light the Olympic cauldron, which just happens to be the biggest moment of the biggest event of the Olympic Games.
So a decision hasn't been made yet, but what is the International Olympic Committee saying about what's happened so far?
Well, International Olympic Committee President Jacques Rogge said today that it is premature to discuss something that's not finalized, and he said the two athletes have the presumption of innocence until the verdict is rendered. But he added that the games are much stronger than individuals, and we've had very widely publicized doping cases before, and they have not tarnished the quality of the games. Some would question that, but that's what Jacques Rogge had to say.
It's kind of like what they say in political scandals in the United States. The system is working. It's cleaning itself. What are the Greek people saying about all this?
Well, let me tell you, they're not spinning it like Jacques Rogge. In Greece, there's shock and horror, and depending on the outcome of this case, the certain joy of the opening ceremonies tonight stands to be quite affected by the national grief about this incident. Here are a couple of headlines in today's Greek newspapers. Everyone is frozen. Shock with Kanderas and Fanou. Cloud hangs over the big celebration. Tell us the truth, Costa, Katerina. You owe it to the Greek people to prove you're clean. And Kanderas and Fanou hang by a thread. Our producer here, Taki Talanidis, spoke to a woman at a kiosk and asked about all this happening the day before and the day of the opening ceremonies, the grandest moment of the games, as I said. She said to Taki, "I don't know what to believe, but I do know that the Greeks have the capacity to gouge out their own eyes."
Reference back perhaps to Oedipus there or something.
Some antiquity, yes.
Tom, thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.
That's NPR's Tom Goldman in Athens.